a bounty on invasive weeds. I'll explain in a moment. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. The 7th Annual Johnson County Weed Bounty Program, led by Johnson County Weed and Pest, kicked off earlier in June, with Wyoming Game and Fish Department personnel participating in and supporting the program since its inception. The program's goal of fewer invasive plants on the landscape benefits wildlife, livestock, and the health and productivity of Wyoming's native rangeland. Efforts from the event, combined with volunteer work throughout this summer, results in the removal of thousands of pounds of weeds from the landscape. In addition, hundreds of thousands of weed seeds are prevented from establishing. Last year, Weed Bounty Program participants collected more than 32,000 pounds of noxious weeds. The Weed Bounty Program pays volunteer participants $1 per pound for spotted knapweed, hound's tongue, and mullein, and pays $1.25 for oxay daisy and orange hawkweed. A $50 reward is offered for reports of new locations of ventanata or medusa head. Game and Fish Sheridan Region Terrestrial Habitat biologist Todd Kaltrider says protecting native plant diversity is a priority, and Game and Fish works with local weed and pest agencies to control invasive plants throughout Wyoming. He says invasive plants can damage native rangeland diversity and have significant impacts on forage availability for wildlife and livestock. Volunteer participation in this program and other assistance from the public throughout the summer to identify, report, and help prevent the spread of invasive plants will be particularly important in the coming years as hundreds of thousands of acres of rangeland begin recovering from large-scale wildfires in 2024. Sheridan and Johnson County Weed and Pest offices have information about and photos of invasive plants on their websites in order to help in aid in identification. Hunters, anglers, and other recreationists have a big part to play in reducing the spread of noxious weeds by cleaning all potential carriers of mud and plant material every time you come in from the field. You can help limit the spread of these invasive plants from one location to another. That includes your clothes, boots, truck tires, undercarriage, recreational vehicles, and dog paws and fur. At many public access areas, including Game and Fish Wildlife Habitat Management Areas, local weed and pest agencies are providing cleaning stations for brushing off footwear. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman.